We watched her the rest of those black hours, heeling and rocking, pushed and pulled by every stray wind, every freak current. Watched her until the dawn came, till the sea turned from black to a pearly gray. And on she came again, headed for us. We all had our glasses trained on her now.
August, you can kill the light.
Right, Chief.
She doesn't look so good by daylight. Think she'll ground this time.
What?
I say, do you think she'll ground this time?
This is impossible. Absolutely impossible.
What is it, John? My breath froze in my throat. I had to focus the glasses again. The decks were swarming with a dark brown carpet. On the masts and yards and guys and all were hundreds, no thousands, no me. I don't know, an endless undulating carpet of enormous rats.
See them?
Yes, I see them.
Now we know why she's derelict.
Yes, now we know.
What are you two doing? Here, give me a look.
Yes, give him the glasses. Take a good look, Chatterbox. Give you something to talk about.
She's still heading for us.
Yes.
If she's going to turn, she'd better turn soon.
Suppose she doesn't.
You mean suppose she piles up on the quay?
It's low tide.
Yes. Yes, it is.
No.
Where's all the conversation, Augusta?
Here.
No.
Go on. Oh. Take another look.
No.
She's still coming on.
Go away.
Turn, will you?
Go away.
Turn, I say. I pray you turn.
She's cracking up.
The rats! Look! On the water! Like a carpet.
They're swimming.
Well, they're swimming. Those are ship's rats.
But they're swimming for the rocks.
The door below! It's open!
Come on!
Down we went, racing down the stone stairs, taking them three and four at a time. Scared? You bet we were scared.
August, you get the windows.
Hurry, Chief. Hurry! Hurry!
Look. See them?
No. Oh, yes, I do. Up at the other end of the rock.
Look at them. Millions. They smell us. Here they come. Close the door!
Can't. It's stuck.
Here. Let me.
Made it.
That was close.
Oh, one got in.
What?
Look.
There. Get him.
He was as big as a tomcat. Bigger. His eyes were wild and red. His teeth were long and sharp and yellow. He went for us, starved and ravenous, and we fought him, fought that one rat all over the room. It was... No, oh, believe me, I do not exaggerate. It was like fighting a panther.
Got him.
We better get aloft.
As we ran up the winding staircase, we passed the tiny windows at the various levels, and at every one was a thick, writhing, screaming curtain of brown fur. I was ahead of Luis, and I dreaded each successive level. Suppose they had found a way in.
Look at them. Will you look at them?
It's a nightmare.
Will you look at them?
The air was thick and fetid with the stink of them. The light was dim, brown, filtered through the crawling mass that swarmed over the glass all about us. We could not see the sky. Nothing, nothing but them. Their red eyes, their claws, their wriggling hairy snouts, their teeth. Rats. They screamed and howled and threw themselves against the glass. They were starving. And we three, we stood very quietly, very, very quietly in the center of the room under our beautiful light. And we waited.
What can we do? What can we do?
Take it easy, little man.
I cannot utter
it. Take it easy.
It won't do any good to stand here and shake.
That's right. Anybody want a cigarette?
Yes, yes, I'll have one. Thank you.
Good boy. We've got to keep calm about this thing.
Yes.
Here, here's a light.
They do not light the fire, do they?
Guess not.
Give me another match. Oh, you don't light that much. Turn the lights
on. Don't rile them, Okus.
Give me some more matches. I'll strike them and strike them and strike them until they get scared and go away.
They won't go away. Not until...
What? Not until what?
Not until they've been fed.